Muhammad is my guide, Muhammad is my teacher, Muhammad my beloved Rasulullah.
I want to be like you.
Like you.
In everything I do, Ya Rasulullah.
I want to walk like you, talk like you, read my Quran just like you. Rasulullah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Dear audience, welcome to a new episode of Like Muhammad from iRab English Radio. This is Zainab Mousavi, and what we do in this program is to talk about some of the beautiful characteristics of course, all of the characteristics of a perfect prophet are beautiful. But we tend to talk about some of these beautiful characteristics of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in order for us as Muslims to take lessons from these characteristics and make use of them in our daily life. Our subject of today's episode of Like Muhammad is about the opinion of our Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam about repentance and his character with those who might have committed mistakes, whether big mistakes, small sins and big sins. You know, a great similarity is noticed between physical diseases and sins. This similarity is notably observed in the origination of the two. Most diseases are the results of the violation of the physical constitutions, and in the same manner, sins are the results of the violation of the divine regulations. Each disease has its peculiar effects that reflect on the diseased in the form of mixtures and pathological complications. In the same manner, each sin has its bad result that causes various sorts of tragedies. It is true that diseases and sins participate in the bad results that they cause. However, sins are more harmful because it is easy to treat the diseased bodies, but it is difficult to treat the ill mentalities. On that account, sins are fatal poisons and lethal germs that spoil man and expose him to various sorts of dangers and perditions. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "How strange he who diets so as to avoid maladies is. How does he not diet from committing sins so as to avoid hell?" How the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam dealt with people when they made mistakes, which is part and parcel of our nature and society, reflected the greatness of this character. We cannot pretend that we are angels, yet we tend to give the impression in our teachings that the companions were angels. This was not the case, although we respect the companions as they had the companionship of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and no one can reach that level. They were human society. Therefore, by definition, they made mistakes, had shortcomings, and committed sins just as we do. Okay, now let's go for a short break, and we will be back very soon.
Ya Nabi, salam alayka. Ya Rasul, salam alayka. Ya Habib, salam alayka. Salawatullah alayka. Ya Nabi, salam alayka. Ya Rasul, salam alayka. Ya Habib, salam alayka.
Welcome back, dear audience. You're listening to Like Muhammad from iRab English Radio. And we are talking about the way our Holy Prophet behaved with those group of people who were sinners. And of course, most of us are sinners, and we just commit sins, whether intentionally or unintentionally. And, the good thing in the committing sin is repentance and our feeling sorry and feeling bad for committing a sin. Anas ibn Malik reported that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "All the children of Adam are liable to make mistakes, and the best amongst those are those who repent." This is our reality. How did the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam deal with those who committed mistakes in the community? I'm addressing this issue because we tend to lack his mercy. especially when we have somebody in our midst who has committed a mistake. We make a big hoo-ha about it. I'm not saying we should celebrate his mistakes or his sins, but equally we should not push them off the cliff, as we often do, unfortunately. We all have some good aspects and some bad aspects in that character. But when it comes to others, we do not give them that allowance. This was not the way of our holy prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is narrated that a man was drunk, was brought to the holy prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, said that as he had broken a command, would be punished. There are sets of punishments for different sins and crimes, and for being drunk, it is being flogged. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told them to carry out the punishment of beating him. Some of the companions started beating him with their hands, some with shoes, and some began berating him, crying, "Don't you feel ashamed?" And then one of them cursed. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam retorted immediately, "Do not say this, rather say, 'Oh Allah, forgive him. Oh Allah, have mercy on him.'" Compare this hadith with people's typical reactions when somebody has committed a big sin. When they cross the limits, it makes people bubble up with fury and tell them that they should feel ashamed or etc. This is a human response, and thus it is very common and very natural. However, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stopped people when they broke laws, but at the same time prevented others from making statements like, "Maybe he cursed, may he be punished in hell." You see how beautiful our dear Prophet reacted to those people who condemned and used bad words against the sinners. We will be back in no time. Important and interesting point about the behavior of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam with the sinners was that he was quite optimistic and did not accept the wrongdoings of somebody unless it was proven to him, and of course he did not reproach that person. He says, "Do not be the supporter of shaitan against your brother." This is instilling the concept of how to deal with somebody who has committed a mistake. Don't side with shaitan, but say, "Oh Allah, forgive him. Oh Allah, have mercy on him." It is very deep. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is definitely not accepting the sin. But what does he want from the person who committed the mistake? To throw him to the shaitan so shaitan can play with him and show him more evil ways or show him mercy? Not at all. It can either pull him towards mercy, as is a prophetic way, or push him further off the edge. If you are in that position, you would want a hand to pull you out of it, not a kick off the edge. It takes a big heart to do that. You know, it is not easy, but you need to see the bigger picture. Definitely be angry because somebody has crossed the limits of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We do not celebrate the sin, as many people are doing on social media or etc. By sharing their sins in public, which is absolutely unacceptable and prohibited, and we are not accepting it at all. However, we celebrate goodness, not evil. And we have a border between us and the sins. If somebody commits a mistake or a sin, it's not the end of the world. You should try to help him or her be a good member of society rather than a criminal. This is the mercy of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, training our hearts and our brains to control our anger when somebody breaks the limits. We have to be angry, but we have to be balanced. Okay, dear listeners, it seems that our time for this episode of Like Muhammad has come to its end. I hope you have enjoyed this episode. And until another one, I bid you farewell and may Allah protect you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Be like Muhammad, live like Muhammad, see like Muhammad did. Be like Muhammad and live like Muhammad and give like Muhammad gave. Shafi'ullah, Habibullah, Nabiullah, Rasulullah, Khalilullah, the friend of Allah, Ya Rasulullah, Rasulullah.